You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Organizers of the 27th annual Washburn County Relay for Life are reminding residents to sign up themselves or their teams for the event. The 2025 iteration of the event will be held at Shell Lake Memorial Park on June 13th, and residents can sign up to participate today. The event will feature live music, food, and even a bounce house in addition to the 5K relay. The theme is Glow Run Walk, and registration can be completed at relayforlife.org/WashburnCountyWI. Last year's event raised over $24,000 for the American Cancer Society. The Western Lake Superior Sanitary District has officially rebranded to promote its environmental sustainability practices. On Wednesday, the organization covering wastewater and solid waste services announced their new name, Resource Renew. Officials say the name change is meant to represent their pursuit of becoming energy self-sufficient. Along with the announcement of the new name, organization officials also promoted some of the new technology they've been utilizing that produces clean energy from renewable sources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to attend their local Deer Management Advisory Council meetings over the next couple of weeks. The meetings will take place across the state through May 1st, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used to develop recommendations for Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of scheduled meetings is available on the DNR website. Governor Tony Evers has signed a contract for the repainting of bridges across northwest Wisconsin beginning next week. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the painting projects will cover 8 bridges in 6 counties starting Tuesday. State Highway 29 will see painting on the bridge over the Rush River in Pierce County and the County X Bridge over State Highway 29 in Chippewa County. Dunn County will see painting on the bridges over the Red Cedar River and Annis Creek near Menominee. A recent study found Wisconsin had the highest overall voter turnout for the November election. According to the study from a research group at Tufts University, Wisconsin saw over 76.6% of eligible voters cast a ballot in the 2024 election. That mark is significantly higher than the national average of 64% and narrowly beat out neighboring Minnesota with 76.3%. Minnesota ranked first in voter turnout in the 2020 election and in 2024 had the highest turnout for voters between the ages of 18 and 29. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rate of babies being born with congenital syphilis is increasing in the state while the overall number of sexually transmitted infections decreases. According to DHS data, the number of babies born with congenital syphilis in 2024 rose to 31 from 25 cases the year prior. Overall, the Department of Health Services received over 31,000 reports of sexually transmitted diseases in 2024. DHS officials say they're sharing the data to encourage more testing and prevention efforts to keep residents healthy. Two Northwest Wisconsin residents have officially been charged following their arrest during a routine traffic stop in Rice Lake. 26-year-old Austin Buck of Hayward and 37-year-old Sarah Coper of Stone Lake are each facing 3 felony drug charges in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, the two were arrested on April 13th after the officer who pulled them over near the Walmart on South Access Road allegedly uncovered methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine in their vehicle. They each face up to 3.5 years in prison. The Northland College Board of Trustees has announced the hiring of an appraiser as they seek to sell the school's assets following its permanent closure at the end of the school year. College staff have been conducting an inventory of items they plan to sell, donate, or recycle. That includes things like art, furniture, and equipment, in addition to the campus buildings and real estate they plan to sell. The Board of Trustees announced their decision to permanently close the school in February, nearly 1 year after they had declared financial exigency. State lawmakers are circulating legislation to create a 2-year pilot program for pre-kindergarten learning. The bipartisan legislation seeks to prepare kids to enter the school system. The program targets families that meet the income requirements in low-income school districts. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families would select providers, and the program would be fully funded by a $500,000 grant each year. Studies show pre-kindergarten educational programs have led to greater student success through high school. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed that Governor Tony Evers has the power to veto individual words, numbers, and punctuation in proposed bills. Republican lawmakers challenged that power after Governor Evers used his partial veto to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years in 2023. They have also proposed a constitutional amendment seeking to limit that power. The partial veto increased how much revenue K-12 schools can raise per student by $325 each year until 2425. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after 3 seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for 7 seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in private eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City Chief Medical Examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. Gradual clearing and the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 50s today. Tonight, mostly clear this evening with clouds increasing after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.